Tinsel, you brought tinsel. First manned station orbiting Venus, and you packed the decorations. Humans, gotta love them.
Are you from Earth?
Not directly.
Luna, then. We haven't got any researchers scheduled for weeks.
I've already done my research. You're Dr. Lenny Fisk, chief scientist.
Right, fully briefed. So you're one of Pal's lot. He's always bringing execs in like this is some kind of zoo. I swear, if he's behind this...
Shut this thing down, Mooney, Pringle, emergency override, and switch off that alarm.
Pal Andrews, just what do you think you're doing?
We're handling it, Dr. Fisk. It's nothing for you to... Who's this?
Hi there.
He's with you.
No, he isn't.
I'm not with anyone. You've got a man in that pod.
What?
And not just any kind of pod.
Get back, both of you.
All techs, evacuate the area. Report to me in my office in 1 hour. Out. Out!
Is he trapped in there? Tell me what that machine is.
That's top secret.
It's the freezer. And I can't believe you are risking a human test subject.
It's Kenton. He volunteered. What are you doing with that thing?
Trying to see if you've killed him. If these readings are right, wow, I've rarely seen temperatures this low.
No, no, no. Pal, what have you done?
It's not my fault. Your freezer malfunctioned.
It wasn't ready.
You were taking too long.
Stop the bickering. We need to save this man.
The clamps are frozen shut.
Then we defrost them, quickly.
The ultrasound chimes. There's a fractal resonance to prevent ice buildup.
Ooh, as much as I'd love a blast of jingle bells right now, in a confined space like this, you'd give him an aneurysm.
Then what do we do?
Hang on.
He's going to cascade.
What does that mean?
If we don't get him out quickly, it'll explode.
What?
I've got to shut the power down.
You do that, he's dead. Just one more to go.
Can it go any faster?
I'm trying. Done.
Cut the power.
Cutting now.
How is he?
Freezing, and I can't find a pulse.
No, no!
I'm so sorry, Dr. Fisk.
Andrews, what have you done?
Easy now.
Don't tell me to take it easy. One of my assistants is dead on my watch.
Wait!
He's alive.
I don't see how. Be a pal, pal. Help me get him out. And then we better find out what went wrong.
Breathe in. Breathe out. And again.
Well,
it's remarkable.
I can't.
Oh, don't try and speak, not yet.
He shouldn't be alive.
Sorry, who is this?
That's what I've been asking.
Quiet, pal. You're lucky I haven't chucked you out of the nearest airlock. I have no idea.
I'm an expert in this sort of thing.
And what thing would that be?
Near-death experiences. Had one or two myself. Kenton, what is it?
I said he can't speak. He's too weak.
You know, I don't think he is.
Doctor?
This machine of yours, this freezer, do you know how cold it can go?
Well, I ought to. I designed it.
Congratulations. You've made a machine that reaches absolute zero. That'll keep your milk chilled.
It'll be used for a lot more than milk.
If I looked a little closer, I'm sure I'd see pound signs in your eyes. I know what you're doing here. Cryogenic research for deep space flight.
This is classified.
Told you, done my research. You've got all sorts of scientists crammed in here running experiments.
You're not discussing any of this with him. We don't know who he is.
And do you know who he is?
Kenton, of course.
I'm not sure you do. Hiya, could you look at me, please?
Oh, I leave him alone. He's my patient.
It's all right, Doctor. Who are you?
Another doctor. Nobody interesting, but you are fascinating. Were your eyes always this pale?
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Gonna call security? Your sort usually does.
This is a scientific outpost. We don't have security.
Ah, and that might prove a problem for once. Have you got some sort of data room or... I know. One sec.
Are you just going to let him wander around the station?
I'm not the one who messed up today, pal.
Take another pill and relax.
If you're making any kind of insinuation...
Please, you two.
Just get after him. That's a company order.
Oh. Kenton, are you going to be all right?
More than all right. Thank you.
I'll check on you later. Bella, full checkup.
I've given him a full checkup.
Another one.
The meal will have to wait then.
You're all right, aren't you, Kenton? Bit of a rough ride, but that's progress for you, isn't it? I'm proud of you. I'll need to file a report. We've leapfrogged months of tests in one fell swoop. I've waited a long time for this.
Yes. So have I.
Yep, perfect.
Hey! But you can't just... This is my room.
Sorry, need the terminal you were on before.
Why?
You can tell a lot about a person from their workspace. Family photo, very sweet. What are these files?
They're confidential.
Studies of the nervous star. That's not local. You can't be planning a test flight already, can you?
We'll do one eventually.
Well, the boss man just demonstrated what happens when you rush things. Now, password, please.
I'm not giving you that.
You're the head scientist, so all the station data gets routed here, yeah? Including what just happened in the lab.
I'll do the analysis in my own time.
I can't wait for that. What do you have to do these days? Not Alexa, not Hal, it's... system!
Good evening.
I'm going to need to see all the data that triggered your alarm.
I'm sorry. I do not recognise your authority.
Told you.
One sec.
I do not.
How about now?
Why, hello, Doctor.
Why, hello to you too, system. Now, about my request.
Loading now.
But what?
Got a setting on the Sonic, cross between a welcome mat and a battering ram. Makes computers pretty receptive to me. Isn't that right, system?
I am very receptive to you, Doctor.
Easy, Tiger.
Okay, that's my wife you're talking to.
Married to your work, are you?
No, I mean, her voice... Never mind.
This is what we want. Oh, dear.
What is it?
This is not what we want. Your friend's life science.
Kenton's not my friend. He's my assistant.
Pretty poor eulogy.
I'm sorry?
He's dead.
What?
Sorry to break it to you. He died during the freeze.
But he... No, we saw him. He came back to life.
Technically, he didn't, because technically, he's dead.
Dr. Bella is doing a full checkup.
Dr. Bella doesn't know what to look for. That thing out there is... The best way to put it is mimicking life.
I don't... This isn't...
Look at the readings. Plunged to absolute zero. No protection. All safeguards failed. A human being doesn't come back from that. And he isn't a human being anymore.
Just stop this.
Look, Lenny. May I call you Lenny? I know how it sounds, right? Some guy waltzing in, spouting off on one, but I need you to trust me when I say something is dangerously wrong here. Is anybody still with him?
But probably Dr. Bella.
Then I need you to get them away from him right now.
I wonder if they've pulled the crackers yet. If I miss out on a paper crown, I'm blaming you.
A paper crown?
Oh, you're still really cold, Kenton. Hang on. Yes?
Bella, are you still with Kenton?
As instructed.
Yep, then just leave him.
I've nearly finished.
Is Powell still there?
I expect he's enjoying the festivities.
I doubt it. He'll be in his office. Let's meet him there now.
If there's going to be more arguing, I don't want any part of it. Tis the season.
Shut up, Bella. Leave Kenton. Now.
Well, that's me told. Sorry, Kenton. Duty calls. I have to say, you're in remarkable shape.
It is a remarkable shape, isn't it?
Sorry?
This... How would I describe it? This meaty sack... I like the wiggling things at the end. Fingers. They're the ones. It's been so long. Little warm for my liking, though.
What are you doing? Kenton, you're going...
Deathly pale, I imagine. Too much heat, too much colour. Luckily, this thing is sloshing around an excellent amount of water. Let's freeze all that.
What is happening?
I must make this suit of flesh more amenable to my purposes. I want ice in my heart. I want limbs so cold they might snap. I want my breath to hang in the air like it's heavy and hurting. There we are. It's so, so cold.
Kenton!
No, no, not Kenton. Not anymore.